God bless you, people of God. We thank for this opportunity to share with you the scriptures. We are grateful for an opportunity to remind you of the love of God. This is a new month, the month of July. We've had major happenings and major concerns nationally and as the body of Christ during the month of June. One of the things that comes to mind as a Christian, a believer, is the horrible incident that happened in Charleston, South Carolina, on June the 17th. As Christian believers met together for the purpose of prayer and Bible study. And how an evil person or a person with evil intent entered the sanctity of the church facility and entered the sanctity of the circle of church believers and sat there for an hour listening to God's word, hearing God's prayer. And I would imagine even those praying, the pastor and others, prayed for this individual who came with the intent to do the devil's work. And after an hour, he killed and shot 9, including the pastor and his parishioners. It brings to mind the reality of the Christian faith. Even in its aftermath, to see my beloved brothers and sisters, the response of the family and the Christian community bring back to pass God's word. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the Apostle Paul says, if I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could remove, that I could move mountains, but I didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. And it keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice but about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstances. Prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Now our knowledge is partial and incomplete, and even the gift of prophecy reveals only part of the whole picture. But when the time of perfection comes, these partial things will become useless. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But when we will see everything, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. But then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. My beloved, those victims demonstrated in front of the world love, this kind of love. And not only did the victims demonstrate this love, the family demonstrated this love. In the courtroom, they said to the one that robbed their loved ones of a future in this life, they said, as they looked at him on the monitor, "I forgive you. I don't hate you. I love you." What kind of love is that, my beloved? That certainly is not the love of the world, because the love of the world would have had different kind of language and different kind of feelings. We saw the love of the world in Ferguson and in other places where riots and mayhem broke out. But the Christians, hallelujah, in Charleston, South Carolina, told us the worth of love, told us and showed us the ways of love, demonstrated the warrant of love, and help us to understand the winning of love. Thank God for love, this agape love, this kind of love that comes straight from the throne room of God. The kind of love that would help you love those that despise you, talk about you, mistreat you. That kind of love that, in spite of what people may say about you, what individual may do to you, this love would help you overcome your flesh, would help you overcome the negativity of our society, would help you overcome racism. This kind of love, this kind of love, Paul says, is so strong. He says, faith is good. Hope is good. But the greatest thing a saint can have working for them is love. Kind of love that when people walk in and hurt you, and instead of you operating from a perspective of anger, hatefulness, God's love would help you. And then God's love would tell you something else. He said, the word said, Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. God did not send his son into the world to condemn us, no. But the world by him might be saved. So the families, even though they saw tragedy on this side, even though they will miss their loved one on this side, even though they feel the pain of loss on this side, they recognize that their loved one's lives did not end. They understood that they have been transitioned to a better place. I love that song where it said, the wicked will cease from troubling, and the weary shall be at rest, and all of God's children will sit at his feet and be blessed. That wonderful pastor, though righteous members are sitting at the feet of their King of Kings, that their Lord of Lords, the great I am that I am, glory to God. That's why they can walk with their heads up high. Because someone taught them the great lessons of Scripture, where Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. So where I am, hallelujah, you will be also, for in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. Glory to God. These nine people understood the only way to get to the Father was through Jesus. It was Jesus that said, I am the way, hey, the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. Oh God, what kind of strength do you have today? How can you face the kind of love these families faced in South Carolina? I came to tell you, if you have Jesus Christ in your life, you can face tragedy. It can bring joy in your heart instead of defeat. Hallelujah. It'll bring you the peace of God the kind of peace that the world cannot comprehend, because the world does not have the glory of our Savior. But you do, believer. And I know I'm talking to somebody that needs to hear this. This is not a waste of radio time. This broadcast was intended by Brother Melvin Slade to lift somebody's heart, to lift somebody's soul, not to be a place of entertainment. Every song you hear, every gospel played, is to help you in your walk through this life. And I join Brother Slade. The reason I come and the reason I preach or teach to you is because I love you so much with the love of God. And I know the trials you're going through in life, but let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God and believe in His Son, Jesus Christ. I say to you today, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we do know who holds our tomorrow. Yes, we all got the kind of love. If you're saved, if you have the Holy Spirit in your life, we can love like our brothers and sisters loved. I saw a community of believers. I saw a community of different races and ethnicities come together. I saw people declare, "We shall overcome." If in your heart, I do believe we will overcome someday. Those in South Carolina, those nine saints became overcomers. I invite you today to open your heart and accept Jesus as Lord. I invite you to say to Jesus, "Come into my heart. Lord Jesus, come in. Come in now. Come in to stay." And I guarantee, if you open up to Him, He will come in and sup with you. Nothing you have done in life has been so bad that He won't forgive you of. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. The great I am that I am. The lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Come to Jesus. He died for you. Was buried for you. But the good news, hey, glory to God. The good news of the gospel is that early Sunday morning, 3 days later, after they buried Him, 3 days, hallelujah, He rose from the grave that Sunday morning, and He declared to the whole world, "All power of heaven and earth is in my hand. I have the power to heal. I have the power to forgive. I have the power to make you whole." Hallelujah, somebody. I praise God for you today. Again, I want to thank Brother Slade for this opportunity. And I pray that if you are being blessed by those that are on this program, let Brother Slade know so he'll continue the favorite work, the great work he's doing. God bless you and keep you.